Cerebral palsy patients often struggle with getting to sleep comfortably and not injuring their legs and hips in the process. But a University of Dayton student has figured out a way to solve the problem. This is Focus on Technology, and you're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. 16-year-old Liana Bryant didn't like wearing her nighttime leg brace because it bothered her. The device was rigid, prevented movement, and made it hard to get to sleep. But Liana's mother brought the problem to the attention of an innovations class. Students were asked to design a more comfortable brace. Mechanical and aerospace engineering major Spencer Janning, a Cincinnati Country Day graduate and Loveland resident, was up for the challenge.
Part of the assignment was to come up with a new hip and knee abductor for her child that would prevent her daughter from scissoring and at the same time still allow her to freely move her legs around.
Over the next months and years, he perfected the design and now has a patent. Better than that, Bryant loves it.
And ever since then, she's actually been testing different iterations of the device. Like, I'll give her a device, and then she'll test it out and see how it works, and there'll be things she likes, things she doesn't like. And then I'll go back and then make those changes, give her a new device, and then she'll try out that one.
The Freedom Brace, as it's called, is made on a 3D printer and comes in lots of different sizes and colors. Each Freedom Brace takes about a day to print and costs $195 online. When finished, it looks like two half moon shapes connected by a bar in the middle. The brace rotates and slides apart to keep the sleeping patient comfortable.
The brace is pretty much made out of two different types of plastic. You have your PLA plastic and then polycarbonate plastic. PLA plastic makes up everything that's here in pink. And then this part is polycarbonate because this is where higher stresses, so it has to be a stronger part.
The University of Dayton provided some early seed money to Janning, who is now a senior. Emily Furman Corey is in charge of the UD incubator called Leonardo Enterprises.
Oh, Spencer's invention is awesome. I know it had a huge impact for the original family that he designed it for in EGR 103, but it's been very exciting to follow the progress that he's made. It's really incredible taking him through that FDA process, too. That was something new for us.
The Freedom Brace is registered as a Class 1 medical device with the FDA. Even though Leonardo Enterprises will support Janning up to a year after he graduates, he already has landed something else.
So Spencer has actually already been accepted into the Entrepreneur Center here in Dayton, and he is one of their ESP program clients. And that's giving him some additional financial support as well as mentoring and also potentially office and lab space once he moves out of our facilities here at UD.
It shouldn't surprise anyone that Janning has a patent. It runs in the family. His great uncle invented, among other things, those Christmas lights that stay on even when a bulb is burnt out. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.